אנחנו נקרא קטעים נבחרים
We're going to read chosen excerpts from Bala Sulam about building the future society. We'll start from quote number 65. You can ask questions in our website and selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
אנחנו צריכים ללמוד ממה שמתרחש עכשיו.
We need to learn from what is happening these days in our country. What's happening with the human ego? We learn that everything is based on the matter of creation, the will to receive, which, if it is in order to receive, we call it ego. The will to receive in order to receive, or evil inclination. And we see these days here and all over the world, in the US, Europe, Israel. Throughout the world, there are similar processes where minority groups or interest-based groups, it doesn't matter what color, shape, or form, or direction, or philosophy they have, and whatever goal they have. But we see these small groups that because we take pride in being in democracies, these smaller groups rise and demand what they deserve, even though according to their influence, they don't necessarily deserve. Everything has to be proportional. Depending on what part you take in society, you should receive more or less, etc. But that's not the case, because these groups use the fact that everyone has freedom of speech, and then the more they erupt, the laws enable that. And it's happening everywhere in the world with all kinds of groups. We see that. It's interesting that what they're using is very big, is a very big ego of both themselves and societies. In being able to manipulate stronger forces by awakening and diverting different forces against each other, etc., and thus see how they can make some profit, some gain. So we're coming to a point where this whole democracy that we have is going bankrupt. Specifically, through these smaller groups that are manipulating bigger blocks, let's say the left and right, whether it's Republicans and Democrats, depending on where you look. But the result is the same. You're seeing the will to receive shapes up to be very similar, and it's very similar here and in the United States. And what we're seeing is the coming end of the current democracies, and we don't know what to do about it. These smaller groups are starting to accelerate and gain more momentum, and they're able to divert the bigger blocks against each other, and then you end up having bigger blocks standing up for smaller groups. And that gives them their gain, their ability to gain. And at the moment, this whole situation doesn't have a fix. What we're seeing is that if we don't take care of the human ego, if we don't begin to explain that the observation of both left and right, even though it's different and opposite to each other, these observations need to build society rather than ruin each other. We have to, just like we're talking about accepting the ups and downs and needing both, we have to find the space where both of them have added value. The ascent adds to the descent, and the descent adds to the ascent, and you can't have one without the other. Light comes from darkness, and darkness is required for light, etc., and you have to have that. The middle line is not a compromise, which is how people understand this. It is rather what we call love covers all crimes. It is above both sides. It's not that each one makes a step towards the other to create a compromise, which can only hold for so long and until it doesn't. So we're seeing that human society is coming to an end because this democratic development, this sort of personal freedom for expression for everyone, becomes a destructive force in society. And this is something we can see in Europe with the mass immigration. In America, it's not just that, we see it through all kinds of groups. And we're seeing the same thing happening in Israel too. What's happening between the right and the left is that you have so many political parties as well that are mostly engaged in alliances, in closing deals with each other. Who do I belong to in each and every moment? Who do I help in order to gain something? And so that ends up being ineffective. All those groups, those groupings, are like a klipa that sucks everything. I'm not saying who's right or who's wrong right now. And these two camps have to be against each other. But besides those two big ones, the big political parties, let's say, all the others are only about where to go every day. You can see on TV, you'll see each party representatives say the opposite the day after. Every day they change their minds because they're looking for what they can gain. And we see the same thing throughout the riots that are taking place today in Israel, etc. It's all an attempt to try to gain something from the two big blocks. Whether you look at it through the Orthodox part of the public here or the Ethiopian part of the public and so on. Again, I'm not saying who's right or who's wrong. No. But we are encouraging what is happening through the regime that we're living in, the kind of democracy that we have, the kind of laws that support it. And it's in every aspect. So you have a government that only wants to be in power, and that's why it can be bought in order to gain that. So in this state that is becoming more and more apparent, and it's becoming gradually the end of this kind of democracy and this kind of elections and so forth, we're going to see this as the end of current human society. We have to reveal to ourselves and then to the whole public in Israel and the broad public in general the method of education, the method for connection. And so we need to think about this carefully, all of us. And maybe Mushi, do we have any kind of a team that is engaged in that, that is dealing with forming the method of education, of presenting the method of education, packaging it for the people, for the public?
Yes, we do, and we have a plan. The problem is the people are not ready to accept it.
So the problem is with us, that we are still not ready to have a plan that is ready for the public.
No, we have a plan.
No, but it's unsuitable for the public. So the problem is with us and with our plan, that we can't yet do that. Right? So what do?
I don't know.
We can't just say that the people are not ready.
We don't know how to insert this plan into the framework, to the right platform.
And what do we do about it?
We're working in this direction, and it probably takes time. We're doing it, but not enough.
Is there a group that engages in that, that is convened, that they're doing some work on that, preparing themselves, preparing the program, details it?
Yes, we're dealing with this all the time.
No, not we're dealing with it all the time. I'm asking, is there such a group?
Yes.
Can you invite me to one of your meetings?
Yes.
So I can hear what's happening there? Or maybe you want to come here and present it to all of us?
Yeah, we can have a report on Saturday to explain what we're doing.
Good, so do that. Any questions about what I said? Yes, Dudi?
I like to hear what the way you see it. When you're saying you have to prepare or establish an education system for this nation, what do you see in your eyes?
I can't tell you. Why should I tell you what I think?
We want to follow your way.
A system that will explain to the public in all sorts of way through the internet, newspaper, different activities, of course, all kinds of ways, modern forms of communication, reach every person and tell them why we find ourselves in such states that have no exit. We're coming to a dead end. Wherever you go, you have a dead end. Corporations and tycoons are in control over you, that's one thing. Small groups of interests take control in another way. Your country can be blocked off. Look at what the riots are doing now. Look at what states it reaches. So what's going on? These things don't even happen in any other place in Europe, in America, compared to what's happening here. Look at what shape these riots are taking. It doesn't matter that there are vested interests behind that are pushing it. But the whole society is sick.
So they can say you can change the regime.
No. That won't work, won't help, because it doesn't have any healing plan. Any government you'll put in office will be the same or worse. The only thing we can vote for is security issues. What else? The social agenda is long gone. What else? That's why most people choose the Likud party, because it's the strongest part that has a rightist agenda in terms of security of the borders. But inside the country, everyone's giving up. No one's even thinking about that. No one is even having any hopes for that. And that's exactly what I'm talking about.
How can we build something common without ruining the other? How to give room to everyone?
Through education, we need to come to the understanding that there is a middle line that connects everyone, above everyone's ego.
And this education is something that what? It grows from the below, or it has to come from the above?
No, education has to come from above. Nothing will grow from below. Only riots can happen. You see more and more political parties, etc., etc.
So what's the educational system? It's not yet clear.
To explain what we're studying.
To whose ears? Who will hear this?
Those who hear are those who, through prior explanation from us, can see that we're coming to a dead end and there is no exit besides disintegration or correction.
What result should this education bring? What's the result?
The result is that each and every person will realize that he has a role in social change. I'm talking about social change, nothing else. Social change, that everyone in society will agree that we have to come to some common place.
Meaning agreeing to the idea is a result of education.
Right, but agreement is not through making concessions to each other. No one's going to give up on anything. We already know that. Our education has to elevate the human to a higher idea, whether it's the left or the right, to put things kind of, you know, roughly. They have to see that this is the only solution.
What comes after agreement, practically?
After the agreement, practically, we gradually reshape society so that according to a new consensus, we begin to change the laws of society, the laws of behavior, the legalities.
Where is the wisdom of Kabbalah in this system of correction?
It's there in at the foundation of the change.
When you're talking about a current system of correction, are you talking about dissemination of Kabbalah?
No, of course not. This is why I'm asking, where is that commando, that work team that is constantly thinking about how to present the method of correction to the people of Israel? Because we're at a time where the clock is already working against us.
Eventually, in order to reach this agreement, must a person reach the wisdom of Kabbalah or its principles?
No, he just has to know how to live well, correctly, in order to survive and even prosper. Otherwise, we won't survive. I'm talking about things. It's just like what Baal HaSulam writes. We are in a dangerous state, and it can spread very quickly, all of a sudden, that everything dissolves, and everyone suddenly has such a spirit where they're fed up with everything, they just want to scatter everywhere, and all of a sudden, there's abilities to go away from here and make up a new life in other places in the world, and just anything is better than living here. And withstanding what's happening here at home. It's out there somewhere, it's not home, it's some comfortable place.
If we're in such a dangerous situation where everything can burn soon, why don't we go out with the wisdom of Kabbalah, which is the remedy?
No, it can't be received in the nation. It's talking about levels that the people can't yet bear. Look at what Baal HaSulam writes, how he writes the last generation, and also it was notes to self, what he wrote.
So only connection, the unity between us?
Above the ego. That's it. It's the same wisdom of Kabbalah, only directed for common use of the common people.
To live in a good way in this world.
To live well in this world, yes. We're only talking about social change. Where does he write anything else here in the last generation? He's talking about in order to bestow to the Creator? No, sometimes here and there he mentions, because he's writing it to himself, where he makes these additions. But basically, no. Yes, Chaim.
Who should we turn to first when we address with our educational agenda?
I think we need to turn to everyone, not to do any selection process, who to turn to and who not to turn to. This is not a good scrutiny. And also write it in a way that every soul can understand, that everyone can understand. Simple. You're writing to a person who knows what's going on, who sees what's happening, and he can also understand that he himself is also an egoist, and he sees that there's no other choice in this situation. There's a law of nature at work. It has to be something very close to them. That's the main thing.
So the ones who bring the message to the people are us.
Us. There's no choice. There's no one else. You can turn to whatever groups who engage in Kabbalah or in society in some way. You'll see that no one has the same urge and foundation and prior knowledge and organization. No one. Some are immersed in deep studies. Others, but in any case, they don't turn to the people, to the public.
And we're not looking for a way to work or cooperate with the governmental mechanisms.
We're willing to work with anyone if we have a common way to collaborate, but not just to bury ourselves in some office.
Barun.
Understood? Yes.
When we are addressing people, should these people agree to something before?
No, we don't have a choice. You can't agree or disagree. You have to reshape the person a few times over and over until he understands what he has to accept. It's an educational system that we need to establish in a practical way and not say that the people are incapable. That's what the Creator is giving to us, and we're capable, and the people are capable. Okay?
Ken Gilad.
Yes, Gilad.
The truth is, we're doing it all the time, but what I think is missing as a result of discussions I've been seeing in social media is like a principle form that we can make. Five or six principles. First is, we'll always be different. There's nothing to do about it. The solution has to be above the differences between us. A few principles, because education is not a good word that we should... people don't relate
to. Okay, what I'm telling you now is not for immediately communicating this. I'm asking about the system. How do we first build the right system here that will engage in producing the process through which we step by step go towards the public and start spreading the agenda for social change? Don't call it education.
So this agenda, in my opinion, has to be based on five or six principles that we decide, and that's the foundation of this. And then whoever hears us will see we're not talking just in the air. It's practical, something we can do. By the way, what happens in these crises, and it happens every time, because it rises suddenly, people relate to this. These riots, as if it's some air coming out of a tire. Okay, so they ruined a few cars. There's going to be a committee, and things will be quiet until the next time. But what will happen the next time? How to prevent the next time? That's something nobody knows. And these are things that can interest people, because when we're talking about wider angles of things, they don't care about it. But if we build these principles right, a few principles, and we start talking about them, dealing with these principles with so many people we have, if they do it all the time, if things are clear, I don't think anyone can ignore it.
I hear you. Okay. I don't very much agree with everything you said, but I'm hearing. From you engaging in that, I don't think a change will happen. The change will happen from going out to the public and explaining time after time, opening up new new platforms online, through newspapers, whatever possible, and through these windows, we bring out a broad explanation to the broad public. The change needs to happen in the people, in the public. It's not in government offices, and it's not in some political party. It has to be the knowledge of the people. The public has to understand, has to be elevated. That's what the system requires. It's not that through some government office or some minister or some committee or some office you can do something. It's all, you know how it works there. It all starts and ends there. I have no hope in that. The hope is only with our body that will begin to both establish this and publicize this. And not, let's write a few bullet points that to agree or disagree. There is no preparation in the people, in the public, for anything. We need to explain and educate, and then through gradual explanation that we give them, they themselves can come to some conclusions.
Of course we're talking about the people, we're not talking about ourselves doing this. Of course we're talking about the people, but the people need a simple story, something very clear, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's all. And to repeat this time and again and again and again until it sinks in.
Please, where are your stories?
Ken. Ten orech.
Boker tov.
Good morning.
Mayer.
Quickly.
This last thing that happened in Israel, someone's running this.
I don't care about that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's standing behind the scenes. It doesn't matter. Of course there's always someone behind the scenes. Nothing happens without someone who's pulling some strings, paying money, organizing things, creating riots, warming up the getting everyone worked up. Sure. I'm not talking about that. That's just how it works. What we're looking at is the public and what can we do to unify the public. It's not about preventing this or preventing that or giving them place or whatever. We work on a different level, how to educate the people to the correct social life. That's it. Understood? What do you want to say new? That's new?
We're completely off this idea of the bridge of the diodes.
What?
How do you call it? How do you say diode bridge?
Ah, the Winston bridge, the Wilson bridge.
We're off that? We forgot about that altogether?
Why? Why? I didn't understand.
I didn't hear we're talking about it anymore.
You think this is the right time for this now? I don't understand.
Maybe Saturday in the morning.
No, but I'm asking what we're talking about right now. You think that's the right time?
You wanted to hear about a method. I'll continue what you asked Moshe.
I don't understand what he's talking about.
What I want to say is, in my opinion, your idea with the Dias Bridge, that's the right direction.
The Withstone Bridge works between people who can manage to turn both the ups and downs towards the same goal, and it doesn't matter to them in what state they're in, up or down. They have a connection and masach that enables them to turn the up and down to a straight line. So how does it have to do with what we're talking about now?
Let's say that the sense and the sense are the left and the right, right?
No. No.
When we want to find something that will replace the democracy problem?
Right. Yes, and?
Okay, so we're taking that, and we're using it exactly by the method you have explained, then. We implicate it in this method.
I can
expand, but I don't know if it's the time.
I can expand, but I'm not sure this is the time for it.
Let's say you have right, you have the left. How do you want to connect them in a way that both of them aim towards one goal?
Let's say it this way.
You know what? Look, we're out of time now anyway. Take a piece of paper. Write down how you're going to build that Wheatstone bridge and shape it on the for the Israeli public. Very interesting. Please,
thank you.
Go ahead. That's interesting. Maybe you'll come up with something. There are some things that we need to do before this, though. Yes.
All I want to do is share the fact that in our Zoom meeting in the tent, we were talking about it. It was a real feeling of the greatest despair because everyone had his own situation during the day, wanted to say something, and everyone is meeting the struggle between the two different sides. And everyone felt that if you open your mouth, no matter what you're saying, nobody will listen.
No, we can only discuss the connection above the ego.
I agree. And when each of us was in his own situation, whatever you said, we were a few. Every side took what you said and turned it into something. You couldn't even approach people, convey this idea of connection in any way, and happened to different people in my tent. And
tomorrow we'll start from item 65. Okay, so first of all, everyone who understands that this is what his personal correction depends on needs to think, how can he contribute to the establishment of the educational system inside of us, between us, and help reach a state where even with the kind of people, the public that the Creator is giving us, we can work with them and reach them and cause some change towards correction. And correction means connection, obviously. Yes. You want him to send it to you personally? Send it to Mushi? Okay. What's the email?
What's Mushi's email?
Mushi.com. Mushi.com.
We'll read a few announcements to conclude. Evening lesson. You're all invited to watch us. Friends, please listen. You're all invited to watch us tonight, 5:30. We're going to have a live lesson with Dr. Rav Lightman in our website. Sviva Tova. Thank you to our TV viewers. Have a good day. Today we'll study the Tikkunim of the Zohar. New courses in our college. During this month, we're going to start new courses in different cities all over Israel. For details, call us at 1-700-509-209. Being Israeli, an evening of unity for the groups in Israel. On Sunday, July 14th, we're going to have a special evening here in Petah Tikva at 6 o'clock with music, food, and of course, a lesson with Dr. Rav Lightman. To register, use the link we sent to you. We're going to have a special radio broadcast starting at 4 o'clock. And let's sing a song in the meantime.
Преодолев туман, где правда есть, а где пустой мираж. Encontrarás.
Cause if your day feels like the night, I'll help you step into the light. Because together we can make the darkness bright.
Соединим, и мы достигнем нашей цели, слиться с ним. Juntos en unidad, la solución en tus manos está. If your day feels like the night, I'll help you step into the light. Because together we can make the darkness bright. Open your eyes,
open your eyes.
Oh, look up to the skies,
look up to the skies.
Cause if your day feels like the night, I'll help you step into the light.